The opinions expressed in this podcast are individual and are not representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. Thank you for listening.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to episode 4 of No Hard Feelings. I'm Elijah. I'm here with Shristi, and today's topic will be on student athletes. And in terms of student athletes, we're going to talk a little bit more about physical health. So, Shristi, do you do any physical activities to relieve stress?
I do work out when I get a chance, for sure, but with school and my personal life, it's not always possible. So the one thing I always do is dancing. I really love dancing. I used to professionally dance. And I think over time, although I've stopped now, it's just become more of a hobby and something that really helps me just relieve stress. It's just an addition to listening to music and then just kind of relieving everything, every stress that I have. So, yeah,
for sure. So you said you danced professionally. Were you on like a team, dance team and all that?
Yes. Growing up in Dubai, I was part of a dance group outside school, and in school I used to be part of dance teams. But once I came to Canada, I kind of lost touch with dancing until I guess high school, when I started picking it up again. But then it again became more of just a hobby and just a personal form of expression, I would say.
Yeah, I you still do it today, right?
Yes, I still do it today. Okay, great. You will, like, if anyone knows me, they know that at night I blast music past midnight. I will stay up until 4 a.m. just dancing.
Yes, that's absolutely valid. I love to like dance to music. You should, like, if people see me like dancing in my room, they would just like think I'm absolutely crazy.
It's fine.
No, I always like move around to music. It's awesome. But let's get more into the topic. So like more like maybe like more sports stuff. Do you do any sports?
I don't. I don't play competitive sports, I would say. I do it for fun if I get a chance. I like to play badminton, volleyball, basketball, and I count table tennis and pool as sports too, to some extent.
Sure, that's good.
Table tennis is like my go-to favorite because it helps relieve a lot of the stress I have. So when I get a chance, I would like just play with my friends, I would say.
Yeah, for sure.
What about you?
Yeah, I actually used to do taekwondo. I hope to get back into it. I am a black belt. It was, at first I kind of like hated it because like it was more of a thing where like my parents kind of forced me to get into it. But as I grow older and mature, I realized, you know, this is something that that's something that I like.
Yeah.
It's just that, you know, going to classes like three times a week. It was just absolutely exhausting. And I'm surprised I managed to get through all that. But yeah, it was like my only opportunity of having like some sort of physical activity. So yeah.
But that's good. Now you get to just flex it on people.
Yeah. I haven't done it in a while. So I might be very rusty.
It's very on point with our topic today because then you can always get back into it.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, if TMU has a taekwondo team, maybe, or taekwondo club, I would definitely join it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for sure. So yeah, let's throw it to the interview to Tyler on the track and field team. All right, everyone. So here in the studio with us right now is Tyler Frankel, who is on the track and field team. He's a student athlete and a first year in journalism. That's correct?
You got it. Thank you so much for having me.
Yes, for sure. What kind of prompted you to be a part of the track team?
Sure. That's a great question. So I came into school and I was super motivated. It was my first year of university and I wanted to feel part of the school and part of the club. I felt a lot of pride with being just a part of the school and voting and cheering on the TMU board, the basketball and the hockey teams. So I really wanted to be part of it. So I saw the track and field tryouts, and I've never really been too much of an athlete, but I thought it was a good opportunity to put myself out there and to experience something new and be part of a team. So I joined it and started trying out, and I got on the team, and it's been good since then.
Excellent. Have you done track and field before in high school?
Never really in high school. There was a club, but it was more recreation, so we just ran a couple laps, but it was never too competitive.
That's absolutely crazy. Like you're a student athlete and you haven't really had a lot of like prior experience. That's crazy. Being a student athlete, how do you manage to like balance school? How does your team like assure you that they can accommodate to it?
So honestly, my athlete is very into the balance. So we practice 4 times a week. It gets a little tricky with if you have an assignment due here and there. But what's important for my coach is he doesn't want us to neglect our practice time, and he also doesn't want us to neglect our school. He doesn't like to take any excuses to not miss a practice for schoolwork because he feels that we should have that balance. So if you have to miss a practice because you have schoolwork to do, then you're not really maintaining that balance. So like a lot of things, it's about that balance. And for me personally, it's staying organized and keeping keeping my brain screwed on tight and making sure that if I have work to do, maybe for a lot of people, they can wait a little bit longer to complete that deadline, but I have to kind of start a little bit earlier mm-hmm. to make sure I have enough time to go to practice and return from practice and then get all my things in order. So like I said, a lot of it is just balance, and kind of as the season went along, I figured out more when to start work and when to go to practice and figure it all out and keep it even.
I see. Do you think there are any stigma with being a student athlete?
For sure. So I think that maybe not the general population, but there could be a little bit of stigma where it's that student athletes get a little bit of a gimme and they can kind of maneuver their way through certain assignments or school, and just because they're on the sports team, they get a pass, when in fact that it's not the case. We have to complete assignments just like everybody and do the work on time just like everybody. Just because we have practice or because we have a competition on the weekend, we don't really have a free pass to kind of get by. So even though we have the blue backpack, we're not any special than other students, and we still have to put school as a number one priority and keep it pushing and kind of, like I said, find the balance between the two. So maybe there's a little bit of a stigma, but at the end of the day, we're all people, and we're all figuring out how to maneuver our way through university and have a good time and balance everything.
Yeah, for sure. So how do you organize your day?
So that's a good question. Sometimes if I have a practice and so Monday, Tuesday, I'll have practice. If I had a long weekend, I like to take naps during the day. So sometimes if I have a class, maybe from 9 a.m., I'll try to get breakfast in at 8:30 and then finish class around noon, eat a lunch, maybe take a 2-hour nap, and then wake up so I'm ready to go for work, for practice, I'd say. But a lot of it is I like to be very regimented. So I like to keep segments out of my day for specific things. So always, like, I know exactly what I'm going to do when the clock hits the next hour. Mm-hmm. It's good to keep it organized, for sure.
Yeah, for sure. I just want to ask this very important question as well. I actually discovered you through, like, the Snapchat stories. You always post a lot of motivational stuff. You know, you've been very passionate about it. Who or what are your biggest inspirations that keep you productive about it?
That's a great question. So I'm a big National Hockey League fan. So I love the Toronto Maple Leafs. I'm a big fan. So what motivates me is I love our captain, John Tavares. I find that he keeps his head down and he learns. He's very open about the lessons he learns, and that he has to just kind of stay consistent and to find the motivation and not necessarily the end result, but in the process itself. So a lot of the professional athletes motivate me. My father, it's cliche, but he's a very dedicated person and he motivates me a lot. And I get a lot of motivation from myself and seeing progress as a young kid and kind of coming to a new city. I'm from Montreal, so coming to a new city and kind of changing the ways a little bit, find some motivation and a little bit of progress that I know I'm getting to a better place. So just to name a few, there's a couple people there sure.
How's the adaption from coming from Montreal to Toronto? What's, like, the difference you're noticing?
So it's a huge city, a lot more people for sure. But the number one difference is, I'd say, the social life. I think maybe because of the way we're raised a little bit back at home in Montreal and versus the system over here in Toronto, I find the students, the guys and the girls and everyone, we act a little differently. So kind of changing the social atmosphere and kind of hanging out with new people and finding a new groove and how to adapt with the social environment, for sure.
So how do you overcome that lack of motivation and laziness?
It's a good question. Like, the best of us, a lot of the time you wake up and you're in bed and you don't really want to get up and go. It's normal, happens to everybody. What I find, and it's pretty cliche, but little things, and when you feel good in the moment, not to take it for granted. So as much as you kind of feel lazy and you feel like you want to stay in bed that day, eventually you get up and eventually you feel the sun and you get productive. And then in that moment, I think it's really important to appreciate exactly how you feel so that you know that next time you're in bed and you have a hard time getting up, that moment will come. You will get up and you will feel good about yourself. You just have to get moving, you know?
Yes, absolutely. And what is your advice to people struggling to find motivation to be physically active? Like, is there a place to start?
So honestly, physical activity, I find, is the number one way to combat any sort of depression or anxiety. And it doesn't have to be lifting heavy weights or running a crazy marathon. It can just be going on a walk or, you know, doing a little bit on the bike at the gym. We're super grateful to have, I'm super grateful and we're blessed that we have two gyms available to us at school. So motivation would be just really, it's so simple, but you got to get up and do it. And like I said, notice how you feel and really, really hone into your own emotions and feelings. Being emotionally aware is a super important thing. And, you know, we're very aware when we feel sad, and then we kind of take for granted when we feel good about ourselves. But I think it's time. And a lot of people, what I say to a lot of people is really don't take it, like, focus as much on the happiness you feel, on the sadness you feel, and you'll find that a lot of things make you more happy than you realize.
Yeah, that's for sure. So since you're in a journalism program, I'm kind of wondering, like, you know, what do you want to, like, give in and contribute to that program, especially, like, with your very bright personality?
I appreciate you. So for the journalism, I love writing stories about, like, I love writing feel-good stories. So whether somebody overcame something and they went through a hard time and now they're feeling better about themselves, that I really enjoy. So with the journalists, I really want to, I find that in journalism, there's a lot of negative stories and we focus a lot on things that go wrong, whether it's politics or the housing crisis or the food crisis and this person sad and passed away. It's a lot of negative and downer energy. Kind of want to bring the good vibes and find the more happy and positive things to write about.
Yeah. So like, is there like a specific path on journalism? Like what's like, is there any like specific careers?
Yeah. So I like the idea of broadcasting. I like the idea of being in front of the camera and speaking to people for sure.
You're doing this right now.
100%. It's a good start for sure. So yeah, definitely. I love this and it's great practice. So I appreciate you, but honestly, wherever the tide follows, like to ride the wave and see where things go for sure.
So, do you have like any like specific music that, you know, that kind of like motivates you throughout the day? Like what's like some, any suggestions? I would love some suggestions as well.
That's a great question. So my music, the music I listen to, I find it's very all over the place. So I like to listen to a lot of different music. Honestly, like I'm a big pop fan. So like even literally as we're speaking, Ariana Grande released an album last night.
Oh yeah, so sure. So
there's a couple good songs on there. For sure, I like her. I'm a big Justin Bieber fan. So I find him funny because he kind of has two different careers where he was like younger and before puberty and his voice was a little higher and then after. So I love Justin Bieber music. I'm a big The Weeknd fan as well. Mm-hmm. But there's the new like Greedy's good. Tate McRae, she released a good album, Think Later, as well. So there's good pop vibes. Sometimes I find that the hip hop is a little oversaturated and sometimes it's not the but it's fun to listen to, but the best. It's not the best message that's being portrayed in a lot of the rap and heavy hip hop. So
yeah, for
like,
sure.
Like to go the calmer route.
Yeah, I know there's like, you know, there's like a big association, like, you know, having like athletes and hip hop and all that. Maybe you can, you know, credit that to Allen Iverson for sure. But yeah, it's kind of interesting to know that you're kind of like more into like, you know, kind of pop and all that. So you have a favorite Tate McRae song? Because I'm trying to get into her.
Yeah, yo, so there's so many. I listen to Cut My Hair. Mm-hmm. On a new album, it's a really fun pop one. So she has the popular ones in Greedy and X's, but Cut My Hair is a really good one, and I'd say Run for the Hills too.
Okay. Oh yeah, also I realized that both Tate and Justin Bieber were in Toronto for the All-Star game. Did you go to a game?
I was there. So I went Friday night for the skills competition, and then I went Saturday for the game itself, and I saw Tate McRae perform. And that's actually hilarious you ask. That's actually the first time I was introduced to her. I didn't know her too well, and I saw her perform live, and I was with my buddy, and I was like, who the heck is this girl? She sounds amazing. She's so cool. And then I get like hyper fixated on things, so she became like a big fan of hers.
Yeah, for sure. I actually want to more on like the physical like routine. Do you have a specific workout that you like to do?
So I mean, for track and field, it's very important. Running can be hard on the body, so we do a lot of warming up. We have about a 15 to 20 minute ground mobility that you have to do before, or else you can start pulling a muscle. So our ground mobility is really important. And then we get up and we do some laps to get the blood flowing, two or three laps. And then we get into the same routine every practice. And before racing, we do about half an hour of mobility on like while running. So we do a lot of hip mobility, and we do a lot of high knees and there's a lot of mobility that we got to get into before the actual running. So it's very regimented and structured.
Okay. Sure. So kind of leaning towards like the mental health part. Is there like any practices that you do to kind of like, you know, keep yourself, to maintain your well-being?
For sure. So with it, sometimes there's a lot of, there's working out that you can do that affects the muscles to run, but even just hitting the gym, going to the gym for your own mental health and lifting weights and can really make you feel better. So I like to go 4 or 5 times a week, and just every time I tell people, when you leave the gym, it's kind of the best feeling.
Yes.
Because you know, you work on yourself, and the best, like I said before, the best way to feel better about yourself is to get moving. So even if it's not lifting heavy weights and just being active with your friends, it's a good way to make yourself feel better for sure.
Yes, I'm actually going to go to the gym after this, after I'm out of the studio.
Let's
for
go.
Sure. Yeah, I'm going to be at the Mac. Do you chill at the Mac or the Rack?
So the Rack has a sauna, and I'm a big sauna guy. So I like working out at the Rack and like go hang out in the sauna afterwards. So I like the Rack, the underground vibe. You got the track above. It's kind of cool. But I do like the Mac too. It's more moderate and fun. So you'll catch me rotating between those two for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I would say I kind of like I'm more of a Mac guy. I guess you could say like the space is a little bit bigger, I guess. But I think the Rack is still a vibe, especially like in the summertime when they hold like all the volleyball drop-ins. I'm just saying, you know, TMU holds a lot of great drop-ins at the Rack. You know, it's very fun, and especially like, you know, no one's there, so like the gym is practically empty.
Yeah, it's amazing. TMU offers a lot, like even the women's hours, I'm a big fan of, because a lot of people I talk to, like, because I post motivational stuff, like, oh, but I don't know what to do, and I don't want to be embarrassed. And, you know, even for guys too, they can feel like they don't want to be part of the crowd. So like TMU offers like even just recreational time to play sports and to meet new people and to get going, and you can be active and social at the same time. It's a really great way to feel better about yourself.
Yeah, that's absolutely a great way to make friends here at TMU. Obviously the big stigma saying that, you know, it's a community school, you can't make friends, but you know, all you gotta do is like, you know, find good ways, all the drop-ins that they're offering. It's great. You know, I made many great friends through all these.
Amazing.
Yeah, for sure. And I think that should wrap up our interview. I think it was nice to have you kind of be a part of our mental health podcast and, you know, help motivate others as well. So yeah, that was an interesting interview from Tyler. Very motivational, very like, you know, very extroverted, very optimistic. You know, I really love his vibe.
Yeah, I was able to check out the interview, and I think I love the way he talks about physical health and just his experiences. It's just very motivating. I feel like, especially at a time when, you know, things can get hard in terms of balancing, it's like, I feel like watching that interview just gave me so much motivation to like get back into activities that made me feel so happy, let alone like just sports, but literally anything.
Yes. Actually, I want to check Tyler's Snap, because I know he's like posting a lot of stuff on Snapchat. It's here right away for those who are watching the video. So yes, this is what he said. You are on the path you are supposed to be on. Trust the choices you make, believe in yourself, and you will love where you end up.
Oh, I love that so much.
Yes. Like, if you had Tyler on Snapchat, he posts a lot of motivational stuff on his stories, and it's just absolutely great that we would have someone like him on the podcast.
Yeah, I feel like, and I know it can seem very, like, cheesy to some people. However, if you, at some point in time in life, you kind of get to a point where you really understand the words of that quote, and it's like, I don't know, I love it. Yes. I love it. I'm about to follow his Snap after this.
Yeah, please, I'll give you the Snap after that.
Yeah.
Yes, and it's absolutely impressive how he managed to be on like an actual like, you know, university team without any experience. Like like usually, if to be a student athlete, you need like so much experience. You need to be extremely athletic. You need to like show that you are up there. And Tyler did all this recreationally, and now he's like on the team. Like, that's like extremely impressive for that.
Yeah, that's true. And I think that's just, it's very admirable of him, I think. But I would say along with that, he definitely has a lot of passion for what he does as well, mm-hmm. which I think is very commendable. And I would say in the interview, I mean, I'm amongst everything that he said, the biggest thing for me was how he advised people to really build that motivation in themselves, where it's like, at the end of the day, it's not just about physical health, you know? It's like, you have to really get to the root of it and do something that makes you feel both the happiness and sadness, and you feel that, mm-hmm. so that you can really put yourself out there and then do something that can help both of those things.
Yes.
So it's like, It was just very interesting for me. What about you?
Yes. And in terms of like him, like, you know, kind of explaining his perspective of being a student athlete, you know, obviously, you know, they don't go easy with like, you know, they don't like make your work light and all that, you know, yeah. And it's just the price he's managed to like have that balance. And I know a lot of like student athletes who are in engineering. I know one that's in like biochemical engineering, one in aerospace engineering. I know that they are extremely heavy programs and they are student athletes. I'm absolutely impressed that they have managed to like, you know, keep that up as well. And I wish that I could, like, you know, kind of invite them to get their perspective, but I'm sure they would be extremely busy, like, with their work and being at practice as well, you know. I guess just want to understand, like, you know, what stress it brings to them, you know, just, like, trying to balance both of those things and if they can ever, like, kind of, like, have things a little bit easy on them.
Yeah, I definitely understand that. And, I mean, it's just, I think, at the end of the day, it's just nice to see that everybody has their own kind of method of relieving stress in that way, and I think that's very nice. Shout out to everyone with a heart program and juggling extracurriculars that are very heavy. Proud of you guys.
Yes.
But yeah.
It's absolutely amazing. So in terms of our mental health strategy of the week, I would definitely say Tyler kind of reflected through that. It's just like going, like simply going on a walk or like just like going outside, going to the gym. You know, you're gonna feel a lot more energized, you know, after doing all that physical activity.
However, if you can't even go on a walk, if you can't work out, that's completely okay. Mm-hmm. As mentioned, going on a walk, going on a jog. For some people, physical activity can look very different. Like for me, it's dancing.
I haven't done taekwondo in a while, but like I started going out to the gym at the MAC. It's very refreshing after like, you know, a nice workout. Even though it's going to take like an hour, that time goes by pretty quickly.
Yeah.
And also, I also like to, in terms of like physical activities, I also love biking. Biking is amazing. Biking is good. Yes. It's like, I remember in the summer, I would just like keep biking for hours and hours. And even like during like the pandemic, you know, no one was outside. I loved it. It was like absolutely peaceful. Just like feeling the wind go against my face, you know, just like keep like grinding uphill, downhill. It was like my only way of like relieving stress, especially during like that lockdown. You know, no one was like, there was nothing. So that was like the only thing I can do to relieve stress.
That's very nice. Especially listening to music as well.
Yes. I never like bike without listening to music.
Yeah, that's fair. But I would also say to use all of the resources that we have in terms of like, or as mentioned, as Tyler also mentioned, just using whatever you have around you. The fact that we had, he was grateful that we had two gyms at TMU was pretty nice. So just kind of making do with what you got around you and with your schedule, just doing that.
Yeah, not to mention, if you do want to go out to the gym, to the rack or the MAC, there's lots of staff that are more than happy to help you, and everyone there is very friendly. So not just the staff, even like the people working out, they're more than happy to help you out. And they even have like, you know, these QR codes at the machines that teach you how to like do these exercises properly.
Mm-hmm. So this is technically your sign to get up and go do something that can help your physical body and just do an physical activity this week this is your sign to get started, I would say. Mm-hmm.
Don't be afraid to try it out, try out something new, you know. Yeah. Everyone went to the gym for the first time once in their life as well, so yeah, we all start somewhere.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And that's gonna wrap up episode 4 for No Hard Feelings. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much to Tyler for taking the time to come down to the studio,
and we will see you guys next time.
We'll see you later.
Bye.
See ya.